Tucked away in the coronavirus relief bill, among the much-needed unemployment relief and the one-time $600 checks for Americans, is a new deduction for corporate meal expenses. Now, there's a 1950s Mad Men cocktail culture term for these business meals. It's the three-martini lunch. And they were 50% deductible. Now it's 100%, a tax break championed by President Trump as a way to help restaurants in the pandemic. And just one of dozens of tax breaks sprinkled through the more than 5,000 pages of this bill. Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure, has read them all. Well, maybe most. Robin, start with this tax break for the three martini lunch. 100% deductible. Why?
That sweetens the pot. I mean, corporations are now able to look at this. It hasn't been 100% deductible since, I believe, the 1980s. I mean, Gordon Gekko was doing it. President Trump came out for it in the spring. He remarked, they'll send their executives, they'll send people there, and they get a deduction. That is something that will really bring life back to the restaurants. I think make them hotter than before.
Well, and Democrats did not want this, but they gave it up for something else, or they took it for something else. What did they get?
Well, Democrats traded it for relief on the earned income tax credit, an additional child tax credit. So that'll prevent the tax code from punishing people who weren't able to hit a certain threshold of income this year. So both credits are kind of a backdoor way of getting extra cash when you could only kind of negotiate for a $600 or $300 payout otherwise.
Right. And what are restaurants saying in response to this idea that, you know, everybody arguing that it's good for the economy? What do restaurants say and what do economists say?
Look, tax considerations are not the first thing that come to mind when you're dining out. Clearly, COVID is the biggest damper on, you know, the full ticketed sit-down restaurant experience right now. And if that's what you are chiefly worried about, then there are far more direct ways to rescue and backstop restaurants, which we know they're in a depression. So there is some gratitude, no doubt. And the National Restaurant Association, it said that fresh small business funding in the Paycheck Protection Program is going to help their members. But you're also seeing pleas for more direct relief. So many of these restaurants are not going to be able to survive the winter and hang on just long enough for a full-fledged post-vaccine return to kind of dining out with desserts and wines and tips and fully staffed restaurants.
Right. Well, the bill also included other tax benefits that will stay in place after the pandemic is over. Can you just give us the laundry list in the minute we have?
Yeah, I mean, it's a priority for each party. There are legal protections for businesses operating during the pandemic. Republicans really had sought that. There's direct aid for state and local governments that Democrats and some GOP lawmakers had pressed to include. There's kind of some last-second pork barreling. There are provisions for flood control in the Army Corps, for Amtrak, for mass transit, bailouts for mass transit operators that are deeply in the red. So a lot of this is being looked at as a stopgap for President-elect Biden and whatever he can negotiate with the Senate that is or isn't of the other parties.
And by the way, is that three martini lunch deduction shooting up to 100%? Is that a permanent tax credit?
Remains to be seen if that can be clawed back. I think it is going to remain controversial. It is being looked at face value as something that helps the restaurant industry. But the 50% thing lasted for several decades. So let's see how long this one lasts.
All right. Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Thanks as always.
My pleasure. Thank you.